You know, he really is all about pure brutality. Like, the only reason Ramsey gets, like, that crazy streak, it's got to be because his father was like, look, we're about brutality, we're about crazy, we're about ferocity. He carries out the Red Wedding. I know it's not his idea, but you need to be some kind of, like, mix of crazy and fierce to be able to do that. And look, he knows how messed up his son is, and he left him in charge of all this stuff. You know, like, he knows that, like, that fierce fire. If we want to talk about fire, Ruse has got way more fire than Tormund.
Rebuttal?
Rebuttal? I just don't see the fierceness in Ruse. I see him very much like Stannis as a political, savvy, smart guy. But as far as being fierce and like, ferocious, I just don't see it. Tormund is fierce. That's all I got.
Counter-rebuttal.
So, if we're just talking about... I mean... Look, everything Nando said about Tyrion clearly applies to Roose. He knows what, like, he doesn't have that Stannis, like, oh, I'm just, you know, gonna be one thing. Like, he knows, like, I feel like he knows how to get shit out of people. And, like, okay, fine. I'm not gonna lie, terrible rebuttal.
A lot easier to do these when you win the first one.
Terrible rebuttal. Can I remove my rebuttal from the record?
It's too late. Everything's on the record. It's like a live stream.
That's true. It's on the stream. You guys know.
It's on Timon.
The stream remembers. Hashtag the stream remembers.
Timon the Meerkat.
Catelyn Stark calls him a cold man.
We're still doing this? Tormund tells Jon Snow he'll rip his guts out through his throat.
All right. So let's just... I am 100% giving the vote here to Mr. Giants Bane.
Boom.
Because your argument was full of assumptions.
Full of assumptions.
We assume that he taught Randy because he was fierce. We assume he's doing this and that. We have no evidence.
No evidence.
He's just this guy.
Nope.
Hashtag no evidence.
No more podcasts without me. You go.
Mission accomplished.
We did it.
Let's continue the podcast.
Didn't this happen the last time you were on? Was it the wrestling thing? Also, DJ Quitter
beaten
through the course of that as well.
And the Darth Vader thing.
That's true.
Oh, who was that? Anakin Skywalker?
I don't know. Is it Kylo Ren? Isn't that the new guy? We find out he's Darth Vader in the.
Is that the twist in the new Star Wars comics?
I believe it's that.
On that note, I like to distract the discussion.
Right, and we've gotten through all. Congratulations, everybody that's moved on, and we'll talk about the matchups in the next video.
I have Marvel Unlimited, the digital subscription.
Sure.
Last week, I was like, oh, you know, I haven't read the newest
Star
comics.
Wars,
let's go see. No, like the ones that come out. All the six-month-old comics come out every week.
Right.
And like, oh, by the way, here's every Star Wars comic we have all the rights to. Everything. Just dumped, like, hundreds of Star Wars comics onto this app. It's like, well, I got some. I mean, even though none of them count anymore, I kind of have some reading to do.
But you haven't read the new ones that they made that kind of do count?
No, but... When they are 6 months old, they'll get
right.
them on the
Unlimited
app.
Right, it should be kind of soon. They've been around for a month or two, so I guess you got
some
time.
Yeah, they're on Star Wars number 4, I think, so
yeah.
I'm going to start in a couple months.
Hey, DJ's back, everybody.
I'm just here to make sure the recording doesn't fail. I'm not
All right.
contributing.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back, and we'll talk about the new matchups and the results of what was a crazy, crazy round two. We'll be right back.
I'm done with Mad Braggers.
And the top 10 reasons why DJ is not awesome.
And we're back. And with us now is a friend of the show, DJ Chapman, who had quit Mad Bracket Sass minutes ago. He made his triumphant return.
Yeah, I'm just guessing with George for the rest of the show.
Right.
Now Nando's the only host.
It sounds about right.
Yeah, so.
Provisional period. you'll be left back on as tribute. So let's talk about the new round of matchups.
Very interesting.
Very
the Elite
interesting.
8. Some super interesting matchups. We're just going to start from the top
pretty
this time.
Low seeds going pretty far. Yeah, let's start at the top.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bracket where seeding doesn't matter.
This is the Nando matchup right here.
Well, 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all still in the bracket.
Yeah.
So I think that's super noteworthy.
Yep.
Is that our top 4 are still in? So good job, top 4.
So, all right.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry,
first matchups. Tyrion versus Tormund.
I don't even know.
I'd say it's Tormund.
I'd say it's Tormund too.
I think the case for Tormund is too strong. Tyrion, I do think... So, we're getting into fierceness. I think there's an element of fierceness that is like a smaller dog with more bark as opposed to a bigger dog with more bark. Like,
okay.
The better your chances are, I feel like the less fierce your character generally is. They can be like scary.
I
think there's something about fierceness that someone like Tyrion or Arya lends itself to. That being said, I think Tormund should still win, but I think that's the case for Tyrion is.
No, I think if you're the bigger dog in the fight, if you're putting in an equal amount of ferocity into it, you're more fierce. Yeah. You know, like, if you're the big dog in the fight and you're kind of resting on your laurels, like almost like what Tywin kind of did, like he kind of, you know, he was getting a little too comfortable, I think.
Or the Mountain, I think. The Mountain, kind of when he fights Oberyn, he's not very fierce. Until the very end.
When he has to be.
And when he's already lost. He's not, like, he's not, that's not his end game. That's just where he ends up and has to figure out a way out of.
That's another thing that's different than the books, right? What happens to the Mountain. Like, the Mountain is still mysteriously not dead.
Frankenstein's or something.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, they might do it here, but yeah, it's not clear.
I don't think they will.
Basically what happens is, the Mountain, quote-unquote, dies.
He's poisoned.
Yeah, and subsequently dies. And then someone else appears, and it's like, wow. And he's like in armor and helmet. It's like, wow, this person is really big and tall, like someone we used to know. Mm. So, yeah, he's been kind of mysteriously zombied, but not called the Mountain, and it's all very
strange.
They
call him Sheik?
They call him Sheik. Game of Zombies.
I mean, we already got so many zombies on the show.
They call him Carl.
Carl! Do you think... do you think that Tyrion and Tormund are evenly matched? Do you think Tormund just out-fierces Tyrion in this round?
I think there's a popularity factor that'll keep it close.
See, my problem is... Yeah, okay, so... I'll talk about this more in the next matchup, but, like, Arya's gotten by on popularity. She's not out-fiercing the Mountain. There's no way, right?
Well, you never know what she's going to do this week in the show. I think both Tyrion and Tormund could have big show weeks.
Well, Tyrion's just trending down, like down.
Well, he might turn it around. This week.
He's
going
to have to figure it out. I mean, is it now? Probably not. But eventually, he's going to start being cool again.
Well, see, I guess it's the thing. Tormund's pretty much fixed. Like, unless some crazy shit happens, right? We pretty much know where Tormund's at for the foreseeable future,
kind of, more or less. Yeah.
Is he like chief of the Wildlings now?
Well, they're all in jail.
Yeah.
But, like, technically...
So, yeah, I guess he would be the go-to guy, but it doesn't... Again,
he now has to bend the knee, or he's gonna...
Right, well, but it doesn't matter, because they're all in
I like when they call it that, bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
Bend that knee. Don't take an hour to that knee.
Yeah, I think the thing is, because Mance Rayder was such a specific figure, by killing Mance Rayder, there really is no, like... equal wildling that now it's like you try because they wouldn't all
unite
under
the
Tormund
tribe.
Anyway.
Yeah, right.
So the idea is you kill Mance, they all disband.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the idea. Now, it's again weird because they're in jail.
Right.
We know Stannis' goal is to have them be their army.
Right.
Right. And then give them the lands.
Yeah. So that's the idea.
You know, if you go at the rate the show
sounds
seems
like
to
a
go,
great deal, though.
Yeah.
Really sounds like
a great
deal. Amazing deal.
Yeah. Considering what they know about, like, what's coming and how
close
they're
to it. And their goal is, like, we just want to be beyond the wall and, you know,
equal.
And wreck and pillage.
And if you look at all the stuff that's been going on, like, they pretty much killed everyone in the with the Winterfell lands anyway. There's no people left.
It's dumb because their thing is like, well, we're so prideful. But yeah, like, what's your goal? Like, that's the one problem with the Wildlings is like, well, no, we want it this way. It's like, well, all right, you're going to lose.
Yeah, it's their character. It's their flaw and their
character. Right, exactly.
They don't know, too, how trustworthy Stannis is. Like, they should probably make the deal, but I feel like they just might be like, well, you're just like all these other... people who have come and tried to promise us stuff and then screwed us over. But Stannis is the one person who they probably could take his word on his word.
Yeah, for sure.
But maybe
they don't know that.
You'll assume. So, all right, Tormund, Tyrion. What do you think? Seal this one up.
Tormund.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
All right. Arya the Mountain. All right, so, okay. So, by the way, I guess we'll say the seeds because why not? The first one, Tyrion 1, Tormund 25.
Yep.
This one, Arya 4, the Mountain 28.
Wow. Is he our lowest seeded competitor?
Yes. All still right. in it.
He doesn't have a lot of screen time, but when he gets
that's
it,
what
it's based great.
On, by the way, George. It was screen time. That's how we
judge
this.
So, Arya versus the Mountain.
It's a draw.
I don't
for
see
me.
How she, it's yeah, a draw. Are you guys crazy? It's the Mountain by a mile.
He's stronger. He's not fiercer.
Yes, he is.
No, ferocity is not about strength. Ferocity is about the bark
and attitude. Yeah,
his bark's crazy. He punches a dude once, and his teeth all fall out, and then he crushes his skull.
Yeah, because he's really strong.
Yeah,
but there's like you could be really strong, but not know how to like utilize
it.
Well,
I
like,
would say
he like uses
ferocity,
that.
That's why it's a draw.
The ferocity with the Mountain is that he does all those things that George said, and those are fine. But then after he's done those, or while he's doing them, he says that he raped his sister and killed her.
Like, yeah.
That, I feel like, is fierce. Or that shows some personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Fierceness has to have personality behind it. And Arya and Tyrion, and that's what Tyrion, I think, made it so far. But Arya has a lot of personality, and the Mountain has very little. So I think he is kind of at a disadvantage here. But also, obviously, Arya is going to be a big focus going forward on the show, and it seems like in this episode...
Yeah, she's my favorite character.
He's a lot of people's favorite character.
I'd like to point out that Nando hated Arya last week, so I just want to point that
out. I don't like her very much. I don't think she's a very interesting character, in my opinion. I think she's interesting.
Yeah, I like the character less, but I want to see just her get her revenge.
Yeah.
Like, if everyone she wants to kill just dies on their own, that's kind of unsatisfactory.
Yeah.
She removed people off her list that didn't die. Like, Illyn Payne.
She didn't remove him.
When she was just citing, like, three people. It's like, Cersei.
Oh, right.
The Mountain.
Yeah, someone asked that on Reddit, and they said that they think Illyn Payne's just never going to come back because the actor that played him got sick or something. And they're like, we're not going to put him in the show or something like that.
Okay.
He's not allowed to do, I guess.